Lesson 11.
Commander Dana here. Man, I'm so glad we get to talk about another great characteristic of the Word of God. And it's entitled, It's a Light. You know, one thing kids understand real clearly is the difference between light and dark. There are some kids that don't really care for the dark. Some are fine with it. But I know this, it's a lot easier to find out where you're going and to see what to do when there's light. And I like to let the kids know, as I begin to talk about light and darkness, I'll usually start by talking to them about those things. Say, hey, kids, how many of you, when you go to bed at night, the main light in your bedroom gets turned off? You know, most kids will say, yeah, my light gets turned off. They'll start talking about night lights and all kinds of things. Bring it back to this. Kids, how many of you, when it's nighttime but you're not in bed yet, you guys leave all the lights in the house off? Does your mom cook dinner in the dark? You know, does she fix your lunch the night before school in the dark? Does she do laundry in the dark? Do you clean your room with all the lights off in the middle of the night? No, we need light to see where we're going and what we're doing. And really, for our life and what God wants us to do and who He wants us to be, we've got to have light. And that's really what God's Word is to us. The Bible says in Psalm 119 that the Word of God is a light to our path. In other words, His Word helps us see where we're supposed to go and what we're supposed to do. So I like to use the story of King Jehoshaphat. It's in the second point in your written outline today, but I like to expand on this a little bit and just say, kids, the king and the people of Judah had a terrible enemy. It was an enormous army that they could not possibly know how to beat them without help. So Jehoshaphat he knew God well enough to know that God had an answer, but he just didn't know what it was. See, this king needed to hear God speak. In other words, he needed words from God. And this is what he did. He gathered together every family, all the leaders, moms, dads. The Bible says even the little ones, they all gathered together. And the king prayed to God and he said, God, we don't know what to do, but we need your word to show us the way to go. See, they needed a light shined on their pathway. Now, when God spoke to Jehoshaphat, he spoke to the king and to all the people, even the kids, and God told them what to do. They won. Victory came and they came out on top. And it's that way with our life. Kids, when God's word shines on us, when his word brightens our life, it's easy to see the way to go and we end up with an amazing, adventurous life for God. Without his word, where we're going, it's like walking in the dark. And you know what? That's a great illustration to use with the kids. You can even do some fun, creative things with blindfolds as long as you make sure your kids don't end up stumbling over something and falling down. But you can use the illustration even with leaders to show the kids the difference. Without God's word, we're walking around with blindfolds. With his word shining bright in our life, it's like seeing exactly where we need to go. And we can get there. God's word, it's a light. Make sure that his word shines bright in your own life and in the life of your super kids.